Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, we got to go to the bank.
Actually, I should.
So yesterday at 3:58 p.m.
Yes.
Just as the second half of the Chiefs-Bengals game was to begin.
Yes.
I texted a kid I used to have and I said, Kansas City's arrogance in refusing to take 3 points at the end of the first half will prove to be their undoing. And at the very end of the game, I just texted him and said, I rest my case.
Yes, you was very astute on your part.
Why did they not kick the field goal?
And it never got out of Mahomes' head. He played the rest of the game.
That's right.
3 points. How did I make that stupid pass instead of just throwing it at his feet with 2 seconds to go? And
kick a field
goal. Never got over it. Yes, you're right. Arrogance, because you're getting the ball to start the second half.
That's right.
You don't, kick a nice field goal. Keep them on their. They haven't stopped you the whole game.
The vibe was, we're the Chiefs. We're going to just put one in
here. We're going to really make it. We're going to embarrass them.
Yeah.
And Andy Reid, offensive genius in a lot of ways. He could screw up a one-car parade in some of those big games.
You think that was his call?
Well, he's the one that told them not to kick the field. I mean, he can send in the kicker, right?
Yeah, that's true.
There's 5 seconds left. Why get smart?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, too, because I heard that Mahomes told Reed, let's go for it here. And Reed said, all right, I guess we're going to go for it here. You trust? But here's what I love about, and I'm not anti-analytics by any means, but momentum is one thing that you cannot. Analytics can't give you a graph on what to do here on fourth down. The whole momentum shifted to Cincinnati's side.
When you get the ball with under 2 minutes to go and somebody gives you the says, you can have a field goal here, you take it.
You don't
end up 5 seconds isn't 7 seconds, maybe, but 5 seconds is not enough to screw around with.
No. And I don't want to tell the NFL how to do things, but if I'm the NFL, I make every halftime show. Like, what was that abomination on
wasn't
CBS?
That something?
Oh, my God.
What was it?
They had a live performance by Walker Hayes, Fancy Like.
Who's Fancy Like?
He's a flash in the pan, but his song is very popular. But Pat,
here, you'll know this song, Pat,
the
when I play it.
Four of them, it's Boomer, the CBS crew
to talk
on the field
right next to the
band.
And
it's so loud, you couldn't hear each other. this is going to go well. But put it to your microphone.
Who's dancing? You?
Yeah, Jim, I think Kansas City's decision to be.
And it was just blaring.
Joey, I got news for you. I wouldn't know the song if I heard it.
This is just one of the kids dancing.
Okay. So Boomer Esiason is livid because, I guess one of you just said something about Cincinnati. And they couldn't hear each other. It was fantastic.
But the wonder of sports was revealed to us in that game, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes was what he is, the best quarterback on the face of the earth for one half.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turned into Christian Ponder.
Mm-hmm.
It was ungodly rotten. There, you cannot convince me that he had no open receivers the rest of the game. But he ran around like a complete idiot.
On that one play, when he was sacked, he had time.
He was bailing out.
First half, he gave you one of his side slingers.
Oh, God, he was just, you're right. It was arrogance.
Yep.
It was arrogance.
Mm-hmm. And I would have loved to have written that.
And you know, the nickname of Joe Burrow in the clubhouse refers to the his amount of manhood.
Okay.
You know?
The swimsuit
and,
area.
And
yeah.
He, and I don't think it's because of just the actual physical attribute.
Got it.
It's the way he approaches the game. Oh. And he showed that yesterday. He is one cool dude.
A week earlier,
he got sacked 9 times and still won the game. He damn near got killed, and he still won the game against the number one seed.
So what you're saying is he, like Charles Barr in high school, walks with confidence.
Yes, he does.
I'd like to say he walks with confidence.
More for performance on the athletic field.
Got it.
Then,
he had a great quote leading up to the game where someone, I don't know if it was a local radio interview or whatever, but he had said, I'm sick of us being referred to these underdogs. We're just as bleeping good as Kansas City. I thought, okay, this kid means business. That's
cool. How about Matthew Stafford proving that he can do it?
Well,
he can
he
do
tried
it.
Not to do it.
Well, I know.
The
I know.
MVP of that game is Jimmy Garoppolo for the Rams.
The MVP
I got
of that game is the safety that they threw the ball to him, and he dropped it. I said earlier, I'm not a patient fellow. I wouldn't be a good coach because when that guy dropped the pass, I would have walked out and said, leave, you're being released, and we collect $100 from the trainer and take a bus because we never want to see you again in the rest of our life. They win the game if he intercepts that pass.
Yep.
But Garoppolo is... to have him quarterback in 2 Super Bowls would have been phenomenal, right?
And then we would have had our third title match between the Niners and the Bengals.
Yes, right. And, of course, the first Cincinnati-San Francisco title game...
Was at the Silverdome.
Was at the Silverdome, where...
I had a lax.
Where a poor bubble, a very noble machine, met its demise.
It slipped out
the window.
What happened, Joe?
And I was there myself, and what made the slipping was unusual is there was a little ridge about 4 inches high that kind of keep your stuff from falling down to the next level. But somehow
it got away from the ridge. Bubble. Wow.
I actually, one of the few times in my life, I had semi-writer's block that game. It took me like an hour to get started. It never does. But I got jarred into action when I saw what happened. No. That got me started. I said, okay,
I think I heaved in at least 2 seconds.
What was it doing?
Backing up on me.
Yes.
It wasn't working.
Okay. It wasn't working. What,
did you have the phone coupler?
How the hell did I file?
I don't know how you filed.
A phone coupler?
Yeah, the coupler went into the portable.
They had the couplers.
Yeah.
They had, see, there was a, there was a.
One of my better moments.
There was an order to machines.
Okay.
Back then.
Yep.
If you had the porta bubble, you were from the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Minneapolis Star Tribune, maybe the Atlanta Journal. If you had the Texas Instrument,
you were
which was
press.
like you were PP&D, you were the second string newspaper, like the Rocky Mountain News was successful in Denver, and the Post was kind of a piece of crap then.
Right.
So you sat with the underling,
second class.
You could tell what your circulation was by whether you had the Texas Instrument, which was the worst machine ever, because it had 2 breasts on top of it, that were just flapping at you. And they put the phone in there. It worked, and you had to carry your own rolls of treated paper to put it in there. And if you
made a mistake,
you had to back up to the point where you made the mistake and then retype the whole
thing. What were the Radio Shack ones called?
Trash 80 originally, and then the Trash 200, which was the 16 lines, which was a paradise, as you know. We all went to that kind of even.
But I could write faster than the computer could put the letters on the screen.
Yeah.
So they
were not backlit either, which if you were in the wrong area of the press box, you'd be going like this.
January 24th of 1982 in front of a crowd.
What was the final?
It was 26-21.
Well, Joe can tell you that people never had a harder time getting to an athletic event in history because there was an ice storm in Detroit, and half the crowd wasn't in the stadium when the game started.
Wow. What's the exclusive golf course in the Detroit area where some important U.S. Open, I think, has been
Oakland Hills, yeah.
I think that Sid took a gang of us to Oakland Hills.
Oh, for dinner, huh? Yeah. Sid, man, he could get you in.
He knew people.
He knew people, and if he didn't know them, he could abuse them. Yeah. Miami Super Bowl, which I think you were with them with Jim Hawkins story. Later one, we went to Joe's Stone Crabs, and Sid was going to, because he knew the guy, was going to get us in, but at Joe's, you had to give the guy at least $50 the maitre d'. And after an hour and a half, he said, we don't have to tip. After about an hour, there's about eight of us, and after about an hour and a half, I said, all right, boys, give me a 20 apiece. And I went up, and we sat down in about 5 minutes.
You did it. When the device fell, out of the press box.
It slipped.
How did it not kill anybody?
They had actually big rows between seats there.
I didn't do it with people in the stadium. This is after the game.
There were guys writing in front of you. You weren't in the front row.
Doing enough to kill them.
I missed them. I'm trying to remember how you sat.
Heads up! I think I might have phoned it
incoming.
In.
Yeah, might have phoned it in and told them the machine stopped working. You could do that.
It stopped working. It's in pieces in section 243.
We occasionally would dictate back then, which was, boy, that's an art, man.
Yeah.
Greatest dictator ever, Charlie Holman.
Really?
Yep. Just boom. Because he started at AP, and they'd go to a murder and dictate.
On which side?
I can tell you another trivia about that Super Bowl.
You're calling Holman.
Who won that thing? Frisco?
Charlie covering a game.
I can give you another trivia about that. Do you recall that a 49ers player had to take a leak, and so they all huddled around him, and he took the leak right on the field?
I can't remember that happened
during that game.
Really?
Yep.
But that was the 49ers were long shots that year.
Because that was the beginning of their run.
That was the beginning of Bill Walsh.
Who was the Cincinnati quarterback?
Kenny Anderson.
With the mustache.
Kenny Anderson the first time and Boomer the second time. That's right. Both times against San Francisco.
Yeah.
And, that was Iggy Shuffle.
Was it Joe Montana for Frisco?
Yes.
Montana.
When did he go to Denver?
Started.
Before that or after that?
Oh, no, way after.
You mean Kansas City?
Kansas City. Yeah, but he was in...
No, Joe Montana?
He was in San Francisco for 15 years. He never went to Denver.
Who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Peyton Manning.
No. I thought Montana went to Denver.
No.
Oh, I'm thinking Elway. Never
mind. Elway. Yeah, he got drafted by them and was there. So, Montana, that was... They were kind of came out of nowhere, and Bill Walsh was, of course, then they had their dynasty after that. So, that Boomer team... That was the Icky Shuffle.
Yep.
I went to that playoff game in Cincinnati against Fouts and Don Coryell. The high-powered Chargers. Has the coldest game in the history of mankind. You can see these pictures of Fouts Don Coryell on the sidelines with them. And he's just, the whole game he's saying, we have this great team. How in the hell did we end up here freezing our ass off? It was like zero in Cincinnati. And on that water there, here's what's great about Cincinnati, Joe. They are the cheapest operation in the NFL. They still don't have a real practice facility. They practice underneath that bridge and down there on the water, outdoors. And then they got a little tiny place. Mike Brown still runs them, Paul Brown's kid. Cheapo, won't spend anything on facilities, and they're back in the Super Bowl because they got the right quarterback.
Well, they had to spend a fortune for the quarterback, didn't they?
Well, they drafted him, not yet.
But next time around, yes, it's going to cost them some money.
He's going to have to dip into some of that NFL revenue money.
Wasn't he a first-round draft choice?
First overall.
Yeah. Well, that had to be worth, what, 25 mil?
And he won the the national championship with LSU.
And a Heisman.
Transfer from Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
They decided to keep somebody else. And,
in fact, someone put that on Twitter that at one time Ohio State had him, the kid that's Fields in Chicago, and
both,
there was somebody else, too.
They were both playing behind Hoskins. Right?
That's right, yes, and Dwayne Haskins, who was with Pittsburgh. I can't remember if he's – I don't even know if he's still in the league or not.
He was – wasn't he at D.C.?
But then they traded him to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he is he turned out to be a bust. This kid – I did a column on him when he was winning the Heisman because his father was the defensive coordinator at North Dakota State for a couple of years when he was like 6, 7 years old. And I've talked to some of the people. Jeff Kolpak from the Grand Forks, from the Fargo paper, had a good thing about how the coaches from back then talked about when he was 6 years old.
Yep.
They were saying in the hallway, they were saying, the kid's got the perfect motion, and then they would argue, and the one guy was, one of the assistants was trying to sell it to you. This kid's going to be great. And he's seven, the guy was saying. How the hell do you know?
Let him grow up.
Then I talked to Tim Miles, who was the basketball coach there, and he's been around as a basketball coach, Big Ten, Nebraska, and the places. And Joe Burrow was the... MVP of his seven-year-old, of his youth basketball.
I believe
basketball.
You could see it that young.
Yeah, basketball. And he said, I said, and I was going to ask the next question, like, and did you see, did you see this? And he said, he was seven, and you can't see this, So anyway, but yeah, he's a cool dude, man.
And, well, you can see it in that Tigers kid. He's going to be a pro if he wants to be.
Yeah, right. This guy was, his dad ended up, they ended up out in Ohio after they left Fargo. So.
How about your Wild? What a nice trip to New York.
How many in a row now?
Six. Five.
They're 8-0-1 since they lost at Target Field. I believe I read that this morning.
The Avalanche have won 10 in a row.
And they can't catch the Avs.
No, the Avs have won 17 in a row at home.
But they have
three games in hand.
They're 10 points behind the Avs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
57-67.
They're fun to watch.
Yeah.
They just win. They're boring.
When are they going to start playing?
They play
at Chicago Wednesday.
The Olympic Hockey Week is now filled with games. They supposedly have 41 games in an 81-game stretch after the All-Star game. So they're going to have
41 games.
Oh, listen, they're playing at Chicago Wednesday. Then through Sunday, they don't play.
I think the All-Star game's this weekend.
Oh.
Right? Is it this weekend?
I
can't remember.
I think it is. I don't pay any attention.
Hey, our man Kirk is going to go to the Pro Bowl.
Yes.
Instead of Aaron Rodgers.
Guys,
that's thrilling.
Aaron bailed out. Kirk, he deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
One non-vaxxer replaced it. He's another one. That's good.
I knew that was good.
It is Saturday, February 5th.
There's no doubt in my mind that Kirk's new popularity with a segment of Viking fandom is because he's a non-vaxxer.
Think so?
Yep.
Could be.
I did see, though, however, when it was rumored and reported that Tom Brady might announce his retirement soon, that there was one local person that'll go nameless that said, if Brady retires and Rodgers is traded to the AFC, who in the NFC would you rather have than Kirk Cousins? That's quarterback. And I thought, boy, we're trying real hard, aren't we?
Give me 5 minutes. I can come up with six.
Right.
Anyway, and now, of course, we got the Harbaugh thing.
I don't want him.
Right.
You? No.
Your tweet was perfect, by the way, Pat. Harbaugh versus Thomason, bring it on.
Yes, I can't wait for Chris Thomason to ask some of his... The man who never has the thought, should I ask this question or not?
Let her rip, baby.
Let her rip. Throw it up there. Zim, he drove Zim crazy. Can you imagine what would happen with this control freak? But I don't, when I think of Jim Harbaugh, I don't think of collaboration.
No.
Or intentional decisions.
This is one way, my way.
Yes. And
go so get a young offensive coordinator.
They're going to get, he's not good. They're gonna, this Kevin O'Connell, who's the Rams offensive coach, is going to be the guy, I think.
Over the Ryans defensive coordinator?
Over
D'Amico Ryans.
I think you want an offensive guy, don't you?
I think they need to rebuild the defense, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, well, look at the money they spend, though. I'll tell you this. You look at, if you want to know where this franchise is headed, Cleveland spends twice as much money on offense than defense. The Vikings spent more money last year, even with Kirk, on defense than offense.
Really?
Yeah. They spend $80 million on defense, $74 million on offense. The other guys, it's like $110 million to $55 million for Cleveland. So if he's part of that brain trust, then you're going to spend your money on offense. A lot of people think they've really made – they gave too much money to Anthony Barr. They gave too much money to Smith. They gave too – Daniil, obviously, that they got screwed on that deal with him getting
What do you think, Rook? Too much?
I think too much. You can't, you know, usually you go to the accountant and you say, hey, you open up the ledger. We need to give out $25 million bucks out. I do have a question, a real question, though.
Yes.
Was it a big secret that Zim and Spielman didn't?
I don't think anybody knew how bad it was.
Okay.
I love the girlfriend got involved on Saturday.
And you know what my view of the girl, or the girlfriend getting involved?
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I mentioned this earlier, but for instance, when Heather Fleck chose to go after the fans after the Bowling Green game on Instagram, when her spouse discovered this, said, take that down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then Gopher Hole had it posted, but being the wimps they are, they took it down too at her request, right? When Zim's girlfriend... wants to put something on Twitter.
Right.
She's got carte blanche.
Right. Yep.
She's got carte blanche to do whatever she chooses.
What did she put? Was she
ripped
ripping Spielman?
The hell out of Spielman for being a liar and a non-communicator. And two posts, right? There were two.
Yes.
One followed.
I'm trying to find it, actually.
Stop your PR campaign, Rick, and start telling the
truth.
Did
she include photos of herself?
Well, they're available.
Well, they're available. Yeah, and, I mean, she's, there's the, you know.
Very attractive young lady.
You got on the rabbit hole on that one, I think, huh?
In fact, there's a publication called Maxim Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Maxim, you know, Maxim. Not that you would ever have one of those around the house.
Right.
But
no.
Maxim Europe, she was on the cover of that a while back.
Really?
And, yeah.
And, you know, I'd say the photographer captured it.
Yes.
And captured it.
And, again. That's why Zim's not going to say take that down. Plus, Zim probably wanted her to do it.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. But then Spielman went on somebody's show and said
he went on two or three.
Colin
shows.
Coward.
Well, he went on Coward. And
what's
he went
her name?
Her name is Katrina Elizabeth. I don't know if it's Mikitin or Mikitin.
It's you Does can it find it.
Does
not
it
that I would do this, but spell Katrina with an A.
I did.
K A T A R I N A, and then spell Mike. Mike 10.
I'm not so sure you don't have experience doing this.
Replying to a post from.
And then hit images.
Wow.
Replying to
that's the girlfriend.
That's the missus, as Zim one, as Birdsey once said.
Is that the missus?
Replying to a post from @VikesCentral, where Rick Spielman was talking to Colin Coward, like we mentioned earlier. Katrina issued the following. What about the GM having a relationship with the organization? Not talking to your coach for 3 months? Rick, backpedaling and spin have always been your game. You should be embarrassed by your media blitz of it wasn't my fault.
Mm-hmm.
These
and
pictures all are one. Modest. Anyone? I'm serious.
Yes,
all modest.
She's not
very modest.
You're not digging very deep.
I'm not going to. Okay. It's not my cup of tea.
Okay.
Where do you go? To?
Maxim Europe.
I'm not.
Maxim Europe.
All right.
Somebody just, I saw that on Twitter. I don't do those things. But anyway, yes, she's got permission to...
I'll give her credit. She didn't delete them.
No, she didn't. All still unlike up there. Heather. Unlike Heather. Yep. She didn't. Heather deleted them.
And so. The next image that I clicked on was you two when we did that event at...
Jack's Cafe.
At Jack's Cafe. Gross. So a little contrast in photos that I just
took. How did that happen?
The Garage Logic account just posted knowing that, hey, another edition of Monday Night Sports Talk will be available later today.
Maxim Europe's a hotel chain.
No,
it's a magazine joke.
Maybe it's Euro.
Oh, whatever. Never mind.
Maxim is a...
Good luck to her and Jim, and I hope they're happy. And
well, she's the breadwinner
back
winner
in
now.
Kentucky. She's well, yeah, but Zim got a little bread to leave, I think.
Oh, did he get paid?
Was it? How much was he making?
Wow.
Was he making eight?
Zim's salary.
I think so.
I think, yeah. One reason that...
I don't think it's public, Rook.
Oh. No, they don't have to reveal that.
Front office and coaches don't have to.
But it is interesting that the local house people for the Vikings, the media that kisses their purple arses... is suggesting that Jim Harbaugh is interested in the job because of his close relationship with Adolfo Mensah from both of them being at the 49ers.
Okay.
Well, Adolfo, during the year and a half he was there, while Harbaugh was there before getting fired, was a manager in the research department.
Oh.
He was watching film and stuff?
You know what a manager is? No, mm-hmm. He was doing research on blah, blah, blah. Mm. That's a glorified intern. That's what that is. I don't see Harbaugh as a guy walking down to the research office.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show. But if he goes anywhere, it'll probably be Miami, since that Stephen Ross is a big Michigan guy. Yeah. So, anyway... Today, they're interviewing that O'Connell, right?
And the defensive coordinator, too, for the Rams, Morris.
Now, here's my theory. St. Paul has built that wonderful soccer stadium.
Allianz Field.
Allianz Field. And we are so U.S. soccer is so dazzled by this that they are bringing a World Cup qualifier against mighty Honduras Wednesday night.
This Wednesday?
And I think you should be there.
I don't think so. Because
I think the projected low is only 8 below, I think, 6 below.
That's all the more reason I can't be there.
Oh, my God. That would just be...
Why are we doing this?
I have no idea.
We're better than Honduras. Everybody in Honduras is trying to walk through Mexico to get here. Go, you know, what are we doing?
Well, and not to mention...
This is not what Buzz Lagos and Manuel and Gerard were thinking about when they wanted soccer in Minnesota.
Isn't the whole point of having an event like this to bring fans to your stadium?
Well, there's going to be fans there, but they're all going to leave at halftime when they're frozen.
The high Wednesday's 9 and the low is 3 below.
3 below. So it's warming up. The other day when I looked, it was 6 and 8 below or something.
Yeah.
Get yourself a nice $14 Surly and sit out
and
there
watch it freeze.
Join the game.
People, whole country's cold right now.
Yeah. Wow, Orlando, they were freezing.
You're at your estate, it was in the low 50s.
Really, yes. Well, the 24 hours of Daytona.
Oh, yeah.
Were like 35 degrees in Daytona when they were racing all night.
What was your tweet about that?
I was watching it and going around and around, and I said, if I was a drug fiend, remember when we used to call drug addicts fiends?
Fiends.
Drug fiend. If you took drugs, you were a fiend, right? If I was a drug fiend, this would be the event I'd want to go to, right?
A soccer event? It's,
the 24 hours.
Okay.
You sit up in a corner.
Yep.
You take your drugs, right? You smoke some weed.
Yep.
You nod off.
Yep.
2 hours.
You
wake
haven't
up.
Anything.
They're still going around. They did great. They're still. You wake up and say, hey.
What lap still, they on?
They're still going
what
around.
Lap are they on?
It doesn't make any difference because it's who's ever ahead after 24
that's
hours.
That's true.
Whoever drove the farthest, I believe that's how it works.
Are you?
Who was winning it? Huh. Cadillac.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think they were big Sevilles like the Silver Cloud.
Right,
ones.
No, I don't.
No. So.
Are you have any interest in these Olympics?
None.
Me neither. But now I'm reading they have no snow.
Oh, really?
But it's the commies will make snow.
Yeah, well, it'll be like it was in Calgary. Yeah. They had no snow either. We had to make the snow at the mountain there, too, because they got a Chinook. And when the Chinook comes in, it gets to be 60 degrees up there. If you're on the wrong side of the mountain.
I'm not real up on my Beijing geography.
I think you got to go a couple hours out of town to get to the mountain, though, right? Why did they go there?
Of course,
they were
just climate
there.
Change.
They were just there for the summer games, weren't they?
Yes, they were. Yeah.
Why
2 years
we go
ago?
Back?
I don't know. Well, no, why even give them an Olympics? They're a human rights violator of the highest order.
Mm-hmm.
Bleep them.
Well, I
right, and it's not as if people are going to flock to China to go to the Olympics every year. It's a destination.
Well, they're not letting fans in.
2008 was the Beijing Summer Olympics.
Already that far away?
I just remember the opening ceremonies were really cool.
Sid wanted to have the Olympics here, man. The Winter Olympics. We got to have the Winter Olympics.
Buck Hill.
I kept saying Buck Hill might not, Buck Hill might not do it, Sid.
Could we go to Lutzen? Is that too far?
I drove by Buck Hill the other day. I was going down to Northfield. It's amazing. We've had like five Olympians come who learned how to ski on this molehill. It's incredible.
Get this.
Takes you like 30 seconds to get out.
A U.S. rights monitor raised the alarm Monday over athlete safety at China's upcoming Winter Olympics after the host authorities threatened punishment for anti-Beijing comments. The Congressional Executive Commission on China, a group of Washington lawmakers and White House officials, asked U.S. Olympic authorities for an urgent effort to protect their sports stars' free speech rights. In other words, you wouldn't
you
work
can't
where,
say,
you can't, well, you and I would not get along there. We'd rip something. We're going to jail.
Yeah, so they don't want the writers to say, boy, is this a mess.
You're right.
Yeah. Oh, you know, if you're covering it, you can go to a hotel. You can go to an event and stay in a very secluded area.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back to the work area, and you can go back to the hotel. You can't go out and see the city at all.
The commission spoke out after Yang Xu, a senior official in the Beijing Organizing Committee, told an online briefing January 18 that any behavior or speech that is against the Olympic spirit, especially against Chinese laws and regulations, are subject to certain punishment.
Wow.
Get me the hell out of there.
Yes, God.
How is Lavelle going to handle not going anywhere but his hotel room?
Does Lavelle have to go?
Lavelle is
going.
He
left already, I heard.
He left Saturday, and they're getting there Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Joe.
Is he walking?
No, I know. They probably must have
stopped. He's taking Greta's boat.
Must have stopped in Hawaii or some damn thing. But it's 14 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's what time is it now? 1?
2 o'clock. 2:08.
That means it's 2 o'clock.
It's
a.m. there.
4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
There. Because 12 hours.
4 a.m. Okay, yeah, I screwed that up. I was trying to subtract 10 hours.
Right. Right.
You got to subtract 10 hours from, but you got to go back 10 hours and basically, and then remember it's tomorrow.
Right.
Or
you subtract 10 or you add 14.
I don't want to add 14.
Okay,
I think 10's
it.
Easier.
So is that good for deadlines or bad?
Well, it's good for deadlines, but nobody's going to read it because they know what happened. I loved Sydney as a place because the Aussies are just a bunch of smart asses.
Right.
They're funny and they love to drink and they're great. But it was terrible because it was 15 hours or something and you're writing stuff. I was doing a radio hits at 7 a.m. on stuff that I'd covered and writing that, and it appeared in print the next day.
Good Lord.
Yeah, because they said, well, try to write ahead. Well, they don't exactly at the Olympics say, hey, I'd like to sit down with Bill over here for an hour and write a little.
I think the Olympics I got to cover, seriously, were the last truly quaint Olympics.
Lake Placid.
Yeah, they were quaint.
And then they started to step up their game with.
And that summer, I was set to go to Russia, but Jimmy Carter pulled the plug on us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Lake Placid was the last truly charming games.
Mm-hmm.
It was before all the has hit the fans.
My first Winter Olympics was Calgary.
Yep.
What's that? Was that
88.
No, 84. Wonger and I went to L.A. 84. That was
summer.
Ruskies wasn't there, but that was summer. But Calgary, was the first one where they went to 16 days instead of 10.
Yeah.
They had a 10-day Winter Olympics. Well, they still had events for 10 days, but they wanted 3 weekends because of what they played. There were days where there was nothing happening, and they'd go up to the hill, and they'd have this homemade snow and then gravel around it. It was terrible.
What's the one where you sat on the chairlift worrying about your...
Yes, I was worried about my seatmate. Because I, you know, fat-ass journalist squishes ballet skier to death.
Where was that? It wasn't Calgary.
It was Calgary. Yeah, because there's nothing going on.
How about this ballet?
She might have been from Wisconsin, which was the closest angle we could get.
How am I going to crush you?
And I was sitting there, and I'm trying not to wiggle.
You can't move.
Because, you know, I'm full figured there. And and any little jerk.
Stop rocking! And you got to tell yourself
and
that.
And this woman, she was really trying to be nice, but she had this look of terror in her face, you know. At least got to ski down the hill. I had to ride back down myself. So.
Stop rocking.
Oh, my God.
This was like an advance on ballet. That was Eddie the Eagle. Mm-hmm. And the Jamaican bobsled team and all that crap, but it was brutal. You know who else was there? I believe Grace Kelly's kid.
Oh yeah,
was riding the bobsled.
But it had to be beautiful
country. The Prince of Monaco.
Yeah,
was riding.
They were always all those people were bobsledders.
Bobsledders, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is you just hang on
it's
and
like
steer. Yeah, right. You hang just on and hang steer. That wasn't the year Herschel was trying to be a bobsledder, was it?
Get this now. If a Chinese figure skater throws his partners into the penalty box, like I've seen happen, you can't rip them?
Mm-hmm.
You can't make a joke about it? You know, Gump Worsley could have twirled her better than
I guess you're going
to prison.
Yeah, well, my Debbie Thomas column from Calgary in 88, when I accused her of skating like a drunken sailor, would have probably not
That's not in the Olympic spirit you'd learned.
No, it was not in the Olympic spirit.
What a bunch of BS.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Lavelle. I didn't know he had to come. Oh, yeah. Why isn't he smart enough to say no?
92 was Walker. Was Herschel on the bobsled.
Okay. That was, I wasn't there then. I didn't do 92.
Was it 92?
92 was
Norway?
Albertville. 94 was Lillehammer.
Lillehammer. Where do they get the urine? From DeWolves.
From DeWolves. But Lillehammer, the Norwegians were great, man. The only thing wrong was when they wanted to take pictures of my friend Mike Preston because he was black. They hadn't seen a black guy. After about 4 days, he says, I'm getting sick of this BS. I have no interest. I don't even... You know, it's not even worth giving out primetime preview.
Come on.
I don't know how to give out primetime preview anymore. Well, I guess if I'm
doing...
You could do it
next Monday.
You got to do the math.
This Friday.
If I'm doing the hits with... I do the hits with Phil and...
And Judd.
Judd at like 9:30 in the morning, some of this stuff will be over,
but
right?
I thought primetime preview had evolved to the Twitter sphere.
Oh, yeah, we can do that in primetime. Oh, okay. We'll have primetime preview on Twitter. Yeah,
so the Twins are thinking about, by the way, they want to go now.
Yeah, the U.S. soccer, if you were waiting to see the, you don't have to wait any longer.
Oh, you know. God, did you make my wife mad? She loves watching the swim. She likes swimming and all the track events because she was a runner. Mm-hmm. And so when you would do that, she would say, tell him to stop giving out the results. What? I want to watch that tonight.
What? Today, Declan was talking about he's got an uncle who doesn't have any modern communications whatsoever.
Oh, really?
And he tapes everything on a DVR, and he sits there last night, and he just all worked up watching the Bengals and the Chiefs. He has no idea who won, he couldn't find out if he wanted to, really, unless he wanted to watch the news or something.
Why didn't he watch it when it was on?
I think he had other things do or something. He probably out chopping wood or some damn thing for his wood burning stove.
It's being reported to me that there has been a stabbing in California.
Oh, no.
An actress, Reese.
Not Reese Witherspoon?
What?
Reese Witherspoon?
No, with a knife.
I saw it coming, so I just kept my mouth shut. That's so pathetic.
You're just...
It's just so pathetic.
This is my favorite joke the last 3 days.
You get the Royce double gun
stab. You got a double salute.
Yeah, I dived right into that.
I did too the first time he told me.
Big, fat, senile.
With the knife, but she's okay now. Don't worry. It's Rook, I don't know. I'm bleeping
Barry. You know, you're taking advantage of a guy.
Yes, yes.
You're taking advantage of a guy who until he was age 75, I never forgot my billfold when I left the house.
Okay.
And I have done it once a week, including this morning when I went to buy some ceiling light bulbs or something.
Did you have to bring the old light bulb with you into the store so you get
I
the right?
I did. The wife, now these were one of the canister that you put in the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I
yeah.
was not going to trust myself.
Okay.
No.
I need this.
I did.
No money.
And then I got there and I said, hey, I forgot my billfold. Find me 8 of these. I'll be back. Yeah. And I got there and they only had 6. So I sold them out of them. Fratelloni's, who's no longer Fratelloni's. Is he no longer
having? Oh, God, no. He's still part of the show.
No, but isn't he selling?
Yeah, they sold the company, but Mike is still an employee.
He's retained a role.
Oh, yes. The old consultant. I'm making just as much money as I used to, and now I sold
it. Actually, he told us on the show that he and I do together, formerly known as The Beer Show, and he said, this stinks. I work more now that I don't own the company than I did when I did own the company.
He could order people, right?
Yes.
He's not ordering anymore, right?
Well, no, he is. Apparently, there is a massive transition that they have to go through with the previous.
These are a bunch of foreigners?
No, their company is based out of Tennessee, I believe.
That's virtually foreigners.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure, I guess. Yeah.
Mm. Well, anyway, I was, I will say the Fratelloni staff had the proper. Light bulbs waiting for me. You
know? Yes, caller, go ahead, please.
Yes. Hey, I got a quick one for you.
All right.
There has been a stabbing with a spoon.
What happened?
We don't know where, but it's out west. And it's this. Wait.
No.
There's been a stabbing. We're not sure of what the implement is because we don't know the last name yet. So,
what was the first name?
Reese.
Why didn't I see that one coming?
Was it Reese Witherspoon?
No, it was with a knife. But I'm not sure where. See you later.
Okay.
All right. With that, Joe's got to go to the bank. All right.
We'll see
Goodbye.
You.